And good morning, everybody. We are back. And you are here with me, Lori the Love Sherpa, on 1-2 Radio, where we are changing the way you listen to the world. It is Monday morning, December. What day is it? Let me make sure I'm on the right week. December 15th, I believe. Yes, it is. And it is 10:04 a.m. on what looks to be a very sunny morning. The clouds were out there for a while where I am in Oceanside, California. But right now it's doing some last minute adjustments. It's very sunny, in case you were wondering. I was just in the process of going over to the Facebook page. I'm deciding whether I want to sit or stand, because sometimes I like to walk around with you guys in my hands. I hold you in the palm of my hand, like God. Although, that didn't sound quite right. I'm not trying to be presumptuous. I'm definitely not God, but we are all God consciousness, so there's that. But yes, I do like to figuratively hold you all in the palm of my hand as I hold my microphone in my hand and just walk around with all of you and take you with me wherever I go in my apartment. So, aren't you happy about that? Anyhow, let me tell you how to get over into the Facebook page where we can chat. We can actually communicate, and that's a good thing. Go over to your device or your computer and go to 12radio.com, and that will take you to a page. On the left side of the page, there will be some options. One of them is chat, so just hit chat. And that will take you right over into the 12 Radio Facebook page, which is pretty private. You have to be a member. You have to join the group if you've never been here before. And you will be let in by my wonderful producer, Serena, who is standing by, juggling me in one hand and the baby in the other, and God knows what else. Husband, coffee, whatever. But yes, we are all here doing our jobs and doing what calls us to our purpose. So that's what we are doing. And you will be led into the Facebook group. And once you're a member and have joined, then just scroll down the page and you'll see my banner, Lori the Love Sherpa. And that is where you, if you choose, can make comments or ask questions of me, which I am very happy to answer. It's like, I live for this. I really do. I really do. It's my purpose. I'm a spiritual psychology practitioner, so I love helping people with their problems. I'm a human design projector. Human design is a very grand system of basically telling us how we are designed as human beings and how we work best. And so, as a projector, I am a natural guide. And I tend to know things that other people who are not projectors tend to not really know all the time. We have a certain insight that gives us the ability to feel into situations and pick up on things that most people might miss. So that's a good thing. And that is why I want to invite you all to ask questions, because I like answering questions. It's fun for me. And it's also fun for me to be able to help you. So there's that. It's very fulfilling. So let's see who is in the Facebook chat already. I see Shell has taken over the chat. I love having you here, Shell. I'm so glad, because I missed you. We have Shell in the chat. And we have Rob. Rob says, Monday greetings from the frozen tundra of North Jersey. Oh. So I have heard. Rob, I have a friend actually in Pennsylvania too, who says the same thing. He said it's been snowing like crazy. Most of you know that New Jersey is where I grew up, and New Jersey and New York are where I lived for years. I grew up in New Jersey, lived there for probably, a good more than half of my life. Then I moved to New York, lived there for probably another bunch of years, and quite a few. And then moved out to California 11 years ago, and I've been here ever since. And I have to say, I don't really miss the snow that much, Rob. I'm sorry you're dealing with it, but it's one of the reasons I moved to California, because the weather, it was just too much for me after a while. I got tired of being cold all the time. And it's beautiful in the summer. It does get hot on the East Coast, but I mean, you can't beat the California weather. It's really great. And Shell in the next comment below Rob's says, love you, Serena. Hug to Mango. That's sweet. I'm glad to see you back here, Shell. I haven't seen you in so long. So welcome back. Hey, Job. Good to see you. And Shell says, greetings from Gator Country. Gator Country here in Gainesville, Florida. Oh my gosh. Man, everybody is all over the place. Florida, New Jersey. Yes, Shell. She says, did I miss the lawn guy? Well, the lawn guy has been here along with some other assorted machinery. He may be back, but I have sequestered myself in the bathroom, my bathroom, so you won't hear it, and hopefully neither will I. I love sitting by my window, but it's just too darn noisy on Monday mornings. It's every Monday morning they're out there with, you know, hedge trimmers and things like that. So I avoid it, and because it's very distracting to me. I don't know if it's my ADHD or what, but I get really distracted pretty easily sometimes. And I really just need to focus. And once I focus, I'm fine. So I focus on what I love. That's the thing. When you have a brain like mine, which no one does, but when you have the type of brain that I have and the focusing, the focusing superpowers that I have, the brain works a little bit differently. So I can get distracted fairly easily. And I try not to. If I'm focused on something I really love, then I don't. Then I can really be like very single-minded. So that's why I prefer, and I need to actually, as a projector, I need to focus on the other person, because in reality, a projector like me is designed to focus on the other. We are literally designed to have our projector aura penetrate your aura like an arrow. And that's how we feel things about other people. And that's how we help other people. So that's why the projectors are here. The projectors are here to guide others. And that is what I would like to do for you, if you would like me to. But we have to have the invitation and we have to have permission. So if you invite me, then I can tell you a lot of cool things. Okay. Hey, Quali. It's good to have you here. She says, Monday blessings, Lori. But Shell, if you really want to hear the machinery, I can always take you in the other room and let you hear it when he shows up. Okay. Okay, Shell says, would love to know what you see regarding myself and Mike, or anything else you feel led to share. Okay, I'm guessing Mike is your significant other / partner / boyfriend. Okay. It's kind of I'm just sort of feeling into it a little bit. I feel like you are very attached to him. I feel that. I don't think you have to worry. I think you're good with him. I feel like sometimes he steps on his own toes and doesn't quite know how to do things non-awkwardly. But that's okay. He does it very innocently. It's not like he's... It's like he does the best he can, and he's actually really pretty good at, you know, most things that need to be done. And in making you happy. I just feel like sometimes he's actually sweet, but he's not aware of like exactly what to do all the time. But he tries. He like really does his best, and he's not he doesn't have any ill will. It doesn't feel like that to me. He feels really sweet. I think you two are a good couple, actually. And yeah, he's doing his best. And I think that you being in your feminine energy will create even more masculine energy in him. So what that looks like is you not doing as much and allowing him to like make the plans, and you kind of leaning back a little bit more and allowing yourself to receive from him, letting him provide for you, letting him do things for you. Because men, honestly, a very masculine man is someone who loves to serve women, especially a woman he loves or cares about. And the best feeling in the world for a masculine man is to know that he's made the woman he cares for happy. They get such a kick out of that. They love to serve us. I am not kidding. There's nothing that makes a man happier than seeing his woman happy. It's just the fact. This, now we're talking about emotionally healthy men here, okay? A masculine energy, emotionally healthy man loves to serve a woman he cares about, loves to see her happy. We're not talking about narcissists. That's a totally different story. We're not talking about little boy men who haven't quite grown up and, you know, don't know how to hold space for a woman's emotions. And we're not talking about men who shut down or run away when faced with having to step up in the presence of a woman. Those are not the men we're talking about. And unfortunately, there are a lot of men like that in the world. But those are not the ones we're talking about. Most men are, I feel most men are good men. I do. I feel that way. And I feel most women are good women. I feel most people are good. At their very core, I feel most people are actually good. I do know that sometimes we see the worst in people because of the situations that we're in, like out driving, for instance, is one that comes to mind immediately. And sometimes we don't. Sometimes we see people who are totally fine and calm, and other times we see people just, you know, doing things that are very stupid when you drive. So you see both, right? There are both kinds of people in the world, and your energy is going to be the one that attracts what you want. So Shell, if you can, I sense a lot of feminine energy in you, and I also sense masculine as well, but excuse me. There's a balance there, but if you want to go more into your feminine energy, it'll feel better for you too. Sometimes it can feel a little uncomfortable at first if you're not that used to it, but, and I'm talking like in general for everyone, really, not just you, Shell. It can be uncomfortable if you're not used to receiving well, but to receive well is a wonderful feminine quality. And what we do, this is how it works. Men provide, protect, masculine energy moves forward, and it's giving, it's very forthcoming, whereas feminine energy is very naturally receptive. We receive, And then whatever we receive, we tend to amplify and generate more of or create something out of. I mean, think of the creation process, you know, the man gives the woman his seed, if you want to call it that. The woman takes the seed and creates a child, creates life, right? So that's a perfect example right there. I'm not saying that's what you're doing necessarily, but you get the idea. So whatever women are given, you know, the healthy feminine creates from that. If a man provides and protects, a woman can create happiness and a stress-free environment for the man. You know, it's just the way it works. And it takes a little practice sometimes if you're not used to it. But it's really the way it works well, very well. Let me see. So anyway, that's a long answer. I usually give long answers. For Shell. And let me know if there's something specific that you wanted to know, because that's kind of general. But you asked me what I saw, and that's what I saw. That's what I felt. Oh, thank you, Shell. She says, your voice is so soothing. I am so happy to hear that. People have told me that my whole life. And I'm really, really happy to hear that. And it's freezing in Florida. Oh. Well, you see, that I wouldn't have expected. I know Florida weather can get a little strange, but when it's hot, it's hot. And when it's cold, it's pretty cold. It's so interesting how, like, we're all here from different corners of the world. I know there are a couple people, not in the chat necessarily right now, but a couple people who are in Canada. And I don't know if we've ever had anyone from any other country. I'm not sure they could do that, but that would be pretty cool too. I don't see why they couldn't. Hey, Jean. She says, Monday greetings from the even more north frozen tundra of upstate New York. Yeah, I've been there too, Jean. Excuse me. Any word from Spirit on financial assistance? I'm going to pull a card for you. Because I feel like it's been a little challenging. And Pamela. Hey, Pamela. Again, greetings from the frozen north. Jeez, you guys are really going through it out there. It's a lovely 24 degrees today. Yeah, I remember those days. I think the coldest it probably gets in California where I am, it gets pretty cold up in Northern California, obviously, because it's far north. But I'm in SoCal, and so Southern California. And down here, I think the coldest I've ever seen it get is at like 40, which is pretty cold still. But at least it's not freezing. It might have dropped to like the 30s once or twice, but that's not very often, not really. But I mean, you know, 60 degrees feels really cold when you're used to 80. Today it's probably in the 70s somewhere, but it's pretty mild. Anyway, enough about the weather. Although it is kind of interesting to ponder since we're all from different places. But let me go grab my cards, and I'm going to take you all with me. And perhaps Shell will get her wish of hearing the guy with the lawnmower. Oh, he's out there. You hear him? Just as I said, do you hear him? He shut it off. That's funny. All right, so I'm grabbing my cards. Oh, there he goes again. You guys probably can't hear it as well as I can, but it's not that big a deal, trust me. Okay. Heading back into my bathroom to pull a card for Jean. And as I pull these cards, let me just set my microphone up so I can have both hands free. As I pull the cards, I always like to remind everyone that they're often not only for the person who requested the reading, but often if you hear me saying something that really resonates for you, the card is probably for you too. So Jean wants to know about financial assistance. Okay. Card I pulled for you is the Angel of Manifestation, Jean. Your efforts, determination, and perseverance have paid off. And that, to me, is a really great answer. Let me read what it says. And I'm pulling from the Angels, Gods, and Goddesses deck from Tony Carmine Salerno. And the Angel of Manifestation says, your efforts, determination, and perseverance have paid off. Something you have yearned for, dreamt of, and worked towards is about to manifest. There you go. Yet this is not a time for wild elation. Keep your focus and balance and do not lose sight of your original purpose. Quietly give thanks to your angels, to God and Goddess, and the universe for this blessing, and continue quietly with your work. I hope that's helpful and I hope that's meaningful. Let me know what you think, Jean. And it does seem to be a positive sign for sure. And I'm happy to have pulled that card for you because that is a good one. Manifesting something that you want is always cool. It's always a good thing. All right, let's make sure I see everybody here. I'm going to refresh the chat one more time. Because sometimes people like to ask questions and I want to answer them. All right. As I said, answering questions is really fun for me. Hey, Renee. Ah, you're right on time. It's cool. I'm always late too. Don't feel bad. Today was the earliest I've been late in a while, actually. Okay, Pamela says, I would love a card today if possible. Lord, you're feeling a bit stressed out. Okay, today I'm pulling a card for you, Pamela, right now. And Shell says her cat, Sunny, is also here and listening. That's very, very cute. Shell says, I can't picture you in New Jersey or New York. Your energy is more West Coast. Interesting. I think there definitely are some aspects of me that are more West Coast laid back. New Jersey's really down to earth, though. New Jersey is a very solid type of place. People there, New Jersey and New York are a little bit different, too, even though they're close. People will, I don't want to, you know, say this about everybody, obviously, but people are just pretty solid in New Jersey. And in New York, they kind of, they're a little more aloof, but they're cool. If you need help, you know, they are definitely willing to help. But they're cool in both places. I think people are a little more, there's a tendency to be more reserved in New York. New Jersey people are a little more forthcoming. That's my experience. But definitely very solid people. I think that the energy, I've talked about this before, the energy in California, especially if you're trying to date, is a little bit less solid, let's put it that way. The people I feel on the East Coast have an easier time making plans, solid plans, and keeping commitments. I think a lot of people on the West Coast have trouble with that. They're very kind of nebulous sometimes, and they don't like making plans till the last minute. They don't know if they're going to get a better offer, I swear. And that sounds bad to say, but that's what it feels like to me. So I think there's definitely something to that. So I hear you when you say about my energy shell, although I'm not sure what part of my energy feels more West Coast, maybe because I'm more easygoing. But people in Jersey are pretty easygoing. Unless it's changed, which I'm sure it has, because I haven't been there in God knows how many years. Rob says, sure, rub it in, why don't you? Sorry. Sorry, not sorry, Rob. Hey, I came here, you could too. Although it's pretty crowded and there's some stuff going down in certain areas that I wouldn't want to be in right now. Thank God where I am, I'm good. But I wouldn't want to go to San Francisco at this point in time. I hear it's not too great up there. Okay. Ryan says, good morning, Lori, and everyone interested in Jean's question about financial assistance. Yeah, I think everybody gets interested in financial assistance at one point or another. I know I have been. Okay, Shell, Mike is your friend. Well, I don't know, Shell. He is your friend. I'm picking up more than friend vibes. Yeah, he's an Italian caveman. Oh, I love that. I love that. And you love him. That's good. I'm glad. I just feel I felt everything I said. Even if he's just a friend, I feel like you guys are just like super close. And I love the Italian caveman because they're very masculine. My whole family, half of it anyway, was comprised of Italians. My mom's side of the family is Italian. And I still have an uncle who is very Italian. Although I haven't seen him in a long time, and he's kind of old now. Let's see. Yeah. Oh, okay. Shell says, thanks, Lori. We aren't a couple yet, but I think we are on that path. Yeah, I definitely feel that energy. Otherwise, it wouldn't have come up the way it did. Such wisdom and very encouraging, she says. Thank you so much. You're so welcome. Yeah, the connection is undeniable. I just definitely feel that. There's a love connection there. And, okay. I see the Fred Flintstone. That's cute. Good. Okay. Shell says, I'm going to receive that card for me as well. What a wonderful card. And Shell is from the Bronx and her family's in Jersey. Oh, the Bronx. I'm actually somewhat familiar with the Bronx too, because I've been there a bunch of times. Okay. Let's pull a card for Pamela because she is feeling stressed out and we can't have that. Although we must feel our feelings, we do not need to be unduly stressed out. Because that just, I mean, it can be helpful to, you know, get shit done, but it's not good to be stressed about it, you know. I like to have motivation. I don't like really to have stress. Stress is when we need to maybe take a beat and just take a breath, and you got to let spirit take over at that point, because sometimes when we're too stressed, we don't get much done. And of course, it depends on what you're stressed about. I'm doing a really good shuffling. Okay. Okay. I pulled the Angel of Healing card for you, Pamela. The angels have felt your sadness and have shown up today to send you healing. Wow. That's lovely, isn't it? Okay, Angel of Healing. It's kind of funny, these cards. I shuffled them and shuffled them, but the same ones come up over and over again. It's very interesting. It's like I just pick the card that calls to me. That's all I do, or the one that tends to like stand out. Or fall on the floor sometimes. If the cards are really slippery, usually. Okay, the Angel of Healing says, your Angel of Healing has felt your sadness and has shown up in your reading today to reflect healing light into your heart. And I'm going to say that feels like really what you need, Pamela. Okay, it goes on to say, your angel wishes you to know that you are loved more than you can possibly imagine. Even though you feel alone and unloved at times, know that you are eternally loved. Whether you feel it or not, you are dearly loved and appreciated by many on the earth plane, as well as in the angelic realm. Excuse me. So if you want to, you can close your eyes right now, and everybody can do this together if you'd like. Close your eyes, place your hand upon your heart, and feel the healing light pour through as you feel the presence of your angel. Maybe your guardian angel, maybe another angel, maybe a guide, maybe an ancestor, whoever you connect with. Feel yourself being breathed and supported by the universal life force of love. And imagine yourself glowing with light. Talk to your angel. Ask anything you wish. Share anything you wish. You may communicate through writing or simply through thoughts and feelings. Doubt not that your angel exists. Actually, I feel you have many. We all have, I think we all have more than one. You will receive a positive sign or confirmation of some kind in the next few days, which will help you to both trust and believe. But yeah, this is talking about the angel of healing. And I love that. I love that we always have angels, guides, spirit around us. To provide us with whatever we need. Because God is your supply. God is always your supply. And that can come in the form of people. Usually does. It can come in different forms. It could be something that you find, some information that you stumble across that causes you to take certain action, like an investment or something. But yeah, I love that card for you, and I hope it helps alleviate your stress. Sometimes all we need, like I always say, sometimes all we need is to just breathe and not resist, Pamela. Often that alleviates a lot of the stress. You let go and let God. You know, we're not here to stress. We're not. We're here to learn lessons for sure. But we're not here to live our lives in stress. We're just not. And of course, right now, I mean, I want to say, with Christmas and the holidays and all of that, everybody's stressed, everybody. And that's not to make light of it, but everyone is stressed. And the only reason some of us are less stressed than others is because we just have tools and we use them. And that's what you do. You take the tools and use them. And breath is a tool. Just taking a breath, you know, and relaxing into your body. It's so elementary, and people don't realize the power of breath. I mean, if we didn't have breath, we wouldn't be alive. It's essential. So breathing, or I always say meditating, if you want to meditate, that will relieve some stress. Doing something for someone else is actually a really great tool that I like to use, helping someone else. It's one of the reasons I love helping all of you so much, because it helps me, honestly. It just does. I mean, it's so wonderful when I can help alleviate someone else's stress or worry and have them feel better. Because I can feel you guys, and I can feel how it feels. You know, and I know that when people go through hard things, it doesn't feel too good sometimes. You know, a friend of mine went through something really hard this weekend, and it was actually I want to say uncomfortable and difficult for me to feel her energy, because it felt really uncomfortable. And I'm not saying I wouldn't do it again. Absolutely. I would do it a million times over. But it's just an observation on my part. of what things feel like in my body. Like I can feel, I could feel her energy. And I just wanted to, make her feel better somehow. And I knew I couldn't entirely. I mean, I could do some things, but I knew I couldn't take that pain away from her and that discomfort. And I'm not trying to make this about me. I'm just trying to prove a point. So, I mean, that's one more reason why I really like to help all of you feel better, because I can feel how hard it is to not feel good. That's really it. It's very simple. Shell, I love that your cat is listening. That's so cute. Let's see. I'm going back to the Facebook chat because I feel like somebody had a question. Maybe I'm imagining things, but I definitely felt a question in there somewhere. Okay. I'm going to refresh the chat. Takes a second because you have to like hit all the things. Yeah, I always want to invite you, all of you. I know you are here, like most of you are here every week, and I really appreciate that very much. I love having you all here. It's like our little community. And, you know, occasionally we welcome in someone new. We're always happy to have them. And I just always want everyone here, you know, if you've never asked me a question, you don't have to be shy. You could ask. I would love to answer. Certainly no one is going to make fun of anyone, no matter what they ask. I might joke around because I joke, but I don't ever make fun of people, not on purpose, not from anything other than a place of love. I would never like make fun of you for a question. And I know people are sensitive. I know that. And I try to keep that in mind because often I can be very good at tough love. I'm a Capricorn. I mean, we're good at the tough love. But often I realize that people are not as open to that type of guidance and would like something a little softer. So I try hard to temper my responses. But here it's easy because I love all of you and I only want to help. So, hey, Tara, see? Somebody from Canada. She said, love that message. I'm so glad. Thank you. That means a lot. I appreciate your compliments and affirmations and confirmation that what I'm saying makes sense. All right. Oh, Pamela says, spot on. Thank you, Lori. That was lovely. I'll be looking for my sign. It felt like a warm hug. Very welcome today. Aw, I'm so glad, Pamela. That makes me really happy, too. Okay. Rob says, I've come to appreciate the power of meditation over the last year or so. Yes. I have found it to be an amazing way to take out the trash a number of times each week. Couldn't have said it better, Rob. That's exactly right. It clears you. It's why I love the Ho'oponopono meditation. It's very simple and it cleans my energy. It just cleans the energy. I'm sorry. Please forgive me. Thank you. I love you. You just say those four lines and that's the Ho'oponopono. And it cleans out whatever is in your energy field that doesn't need to be there. And I was once told, this was years ago when I've always had methods of cleaning my energy field and they've always been really effective. And I have done it pretty naturally. I just allow like white fizzy golden light to flow through my body whenever I think about it, kind of from the inside out. And so like it emanates and it's like soap suds or like a cloud of soap suds. And I once went to a woman who was very intuitive and she said, you have the cleanest energy I've ever seen in anyone. And that's a big deal. I mean, it is. And I knew why. It was because of my natural cleaning process of cleansing my energy constantly. And so that's very helpful to be able to do that. But yeah, I love that you're meditating, Rob. That makes me happy. That's really good. What kind of meditation do you do? If you want to put that in the chat, I'm curious, because I do TM, Transcendental Meditation, and it's quite amazing. Okay, Pella says, yes, a lot of my friends are going through some tough times and a few are grieving. I think I tend to absorb it. Oh, yeah, I'm sure. Because you're sensitive, Pamela. You're definitely, it's going to have an effect on you for sure. So again, you want to clean your energy. You might want to try the Ho'oponopono. The Ho'oponopono, it's not that you've done anything wrong, even though you're saying you're sorry. It's basically just saying, oh, the situation has entered my awareness, so there must be something in me that attracted it. Okay? No blame, just responsibility and you know, taking care of what needs to be taken care of. It's very, very simple and non-judgmental. Okay, so you say, I'm sorry that I misunderstood whatever this thing was in my awareness and took it on, had it be part of my consciousness. But that's why, that's what you mean by I'm sorry. You're talking to your higher self. You say, I'm sorry, please forgive me. I didn't know any better and saw this, you know, negative thing that I definitely don't want to bring into my life, but obviously I have some sort of feelings about, or it wouldn't be presented to me, because anything that we see outside of us comes from inside of us first. So we have some sort of feelings about it. You know, some sort of, not necessarily a wound, but some sort of judgment against it, or, you know, towards it even. Some of the judgments can be favorable, but usually they're negative. So then you just say, thank you, because, you know, you're done, you've been forgiven, and you understand, and I love you, because we are love. So we always want to let our higher power know that we love and value the energy of who we are. You love yourself. That's how you love yourself. I mean, people say, how do I learn to love myself? This is how. This is one way. And so that prayer, the creator of it, he would go into mental institutions and people would get better when he would say this prayer. And he wasn't saying it to help anyone in particular, but he was saying it because he was seeing all this dysfunction around him. And so he thought to himself, well, here I am and this is what I'm seeing, so let me clear it, because obviously it's in my awareness. And that's what he did, and people got better. It was quite miraculous. But that's what it's for. It basically cleans and clears any energy that does not need to be in your field. And what I noticed personally, because I only really talk from my own experience, or, you know, the experience of others who I know a lot about. So my own experience with clearing my energy is the type of clientele that has shifted for me. I used to, when I cleared and cleaned my energy and shifted my energy to a higher vibrational level, and when I saw myself as someone who deserved clients that were more aligned with my work, that's when I started seeing those clients come into my experience. The clients I used to have were lovely, not that they weren't, but they were not ready for a lot of the gifts that I bring. And they were not at that level yet where they were prepared to receive those gifts. Lately, I would say within the last few years, my clientele have shifted dramatically. to people who are on the spiritual path for the most part, are seeking knowledge, are wanting answers, are just coming into their first awakening, which is really exciting. I love guiding people through the awakening, because they're usually people who have come from some sort of religious background, but it's not really part of their, you know, an integral part of their daily life. Like, they don't necessarily worship. They're kind of religious in name only a lot of times, and they go through the traditions and they'll go through the, you know, the holidays, but they don't really take their faith seriously. Which might be a very natural thing, since a lot of religions are full of dogma anyway. So for them to come onto the spiritual path and realize, hey, there's got to be more than this. There's got to be more meaning. I love guiding people through that very first awakening. It's very, very exciting to take someone who really has no knowledge of anything that all of us know and are used to hearing about, and to guide these people from the very beginning of who they really are, which is a spiritual infinite being, you know, partially contained in a human body for a while, here to learn lessons on this earth plane, in this earth school, and that they have a curriculum. I mean, this is fascinating stuff to anyone, really, I think, but especially to someone who's never heard it before. And it can sound a little fantastic, you know, and I mean that in the expansive way, not just the wonderful, lovely way. It can feel like fantasy. It really can. I mean, this is a story. If you tell someone the story of who we really are, it sounds like fantasy. But that's actually real. And I love that, and it makes me laugh. And it's so fun. It's so fun to usher someone into my world. And we have a great time. We have a fabulous time. And it's just very interesting watching my clients start to deal with everyday situations that they've been dealing with that are problematic in a different way. And react differently and respond differently. It's very exciting to me. So I love that. But yeah, that's one example of how cleaning my own energy and clearing it has, and really raising my consciousness, because that's the basic of basic. That's the basis of it. Excuse me, one sec. But that's how my clients have shifted from, you know, people who really didn't care about spirituality to people who actually are very, very open and are of a higher consciousness level, and we're more aligned. They're more aligned with me. So it's good. So let me go back. We have a few more minutes, and then I'm going to make way for Serena. After my show, so stick around for her. But let me go back to the chat and refresh it so that I can see all of you. Make sure nobody has an earth-shattering question that I need to answer immediately. Okay. Yeah, I think you're all okay. Yeah, it looks good. Okay, Rob says his meditation is transcendental meditation based. I follow the basics of the practice, but go with what feels right in the moment. Okay. If you have a mantra, that's really important. In transcendental meditation, you definitely have a mantra. The mantra actually is what made all the difference for me in my focus. Yeah, Renee, I'm sorry, please forgive me. Thank you. I love you.
And she says, great stuff. It is. It really is. It works. It will clean your energy. It will raise your consciousness. You walking around with cleaner energy just feels better. It feels lighter. And I want to also say, Pamela, that compassion with people who are grieving, and you don't have to, honestly, Pamela, you don't have to get mired in it. You can be solid and you can hold the space without delving into, I know I just said, like, I feel all the stuff anyway, but I also want to say you can feel this stuff, but don't get mired in it. Like, hold the space for the people who are grieving. Think about the Stoics. I mean, sometimes it's challenging to be that way, but Stoicism, there's so much compassion in it. And yet you are not making yourself a part of that energy. You're simply being there for the person who's feeling it, you know? And I think that's actually a really important boundary to draw when someone is grieving. Because grief is very, very hard. And you have to feel it in order to get through it. You know, it keeps coming up. And you might share this with your friend, the tool of feeling the feelings and just allowing yourself to breathe through it, allowing it to pass through your body. And then it will subside and it probably will come back another time. You'll just do the same thing over and over again. So share that with your friends who are grieving, because I think it might help them. But, you know, when it's appropriate, obviously, you don't want to like say, hey, there's a great way to handle this. No. No, when someone's grieving, obviously, we don't do that. But that's what you can do. You feel it. They have to feel it, right? And it looks like I need to get off the air. So I'm going to leave you with that and just tell you all to please come back. I'm so happy that you've been here with me, and come back next week so we can have some more fun and get through life. And you can ask whatever questions you want to ask. Think of some questions this week if you want, you know, write them down. Bring them with you. Put them in the chat next week. I'm happy to answer. Okay, I need to get out of here because Serena's waiting. I love you all very much. You have been listening to me, Lori the Love Sherpa, here on 12radio.com, where we are changing the way you listen to the world. I love you. Bye, everybody.